This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So now the U.S. and Mexico are turning to Canada, which might or might not be in the mood to sign on to this. Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, visits Washington today. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on that.
Amid news of the U.S. and Mexico reaching a trade deal, Canada issued this statement, quote, "We will only sign a new NAFTA that is good for Canada and good for the middle class. Canada's signature is required," close quote. Laura Dawson directs the Canada Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
We hear maybe Canada's going to be sidelined, and it's going to be a U.S.-Mexico deal, but I don't think Canada's returning to the table with that understanding. I think they're coming back looking to complete a trilateral deal.
She says trade representatives may have to address some historical sticking points between the two countries, like infrastructure investment, which country builds transcontinental pipelines, and also tariffs in the dairy industry. But Clifford Sosnow, an Ottawa-based partner with the Canadian law firm Fasken, says they could just leave those contentious issues off the table for now.
If Canada is prepared to say we're not interested in that anymore, and the U.S. is prepared to say we aren't either, then maybe you could have a deal.
But if infrastructure, dairy, and automobiles are part of the discussion, he says any NAFTA deal with all three countries on board is a long way away. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.